There we go. Jordan!
What's up, Susan?
This has been a long time coming. We
It's been
haven't
a
done this in a
long time
while.
coming. I know. It's been a few months. It's been a
It's
few
been
months.
a few months. Yeah, and I miss doing this. So I'm really glad that we're doing this at least remotely today.
Yeah, me as well. Me as well.
Once
How
we
you
get,
doing?
you know what? I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. We were just talking about my hip trial and tribulations here, which seems to be running my life. But aside from that, doing good. Yeah, everything's doing well over here. Got a
Good.
new member of the family. We have a new
Oh,
four-legged. Little
yeah. How's it
Wilma,
going?
she's over here in the corner. You know, it's gone really, really well. I will never do this again, though. I will never bring in a cat into an existing cat household, not because of anything they have done, but it's just made me a nervous wreck. You know, it made me a
That makes
nervous wreck for the
sense.
first 3 or 4 days. And then when I saw how Frederick kind of wants to play with her, but he's such a big oaf. He doesn't know how to play with this little bitty thing. He's three
Yeah.
times her size. So that's been interesting, but they're getting along pretty well. So he's
Good.
upstairs right now, literally on Tim's computer watching bird videos. I kid you not. The cat is sitting on the desk watching bird videos on Tim's computer,
Does he
and
get mad
he's
at the
still here.
birds?
He tries to tap them, and he's
Yeah.
just mesmerized. This is a
That's
new
so
thing.
funny.
And he will lay outside the door waiting to go in to watch bird videos. But
Wow,
so
so
we're
it's
all
not just humans that get addicted to social media, it's also
no,
animals. That's
it's cats.
crazy.
It's cats too. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. You know, I was just telling you, my daughter's been very sick the last
Aww.
48 hours. And my wife is, you know, she's also very sick because she's making another baby, which is
Yeah.
amazing. But it was funny. So in her first pregnancy, she was nauseous, as you know, like she was nauseous, but like she wasn't throwing up very, like I think she might have thrown up once.
Yeah, she was, I
Whereas,
remember she was nauseous, but not throwing up.
correct. Yeah. And this time she's thrown up like
Oh,
every
wow.
day.
Oh.
It's like every night she's just, once like 5 or 6 p.m. hits, all bets are off. And it's funny because I always heard morning sickness. For her, it's night sickness. Like I'm sure
Wow.
it's different for every pregnancy, but it's every night throwing up. Yeah, it's not been a comfortable experience. So we're very excited about it, but it's been a little tough.
So between her and old Abe, are you all running on fumes here?
Oh yeah, we are. Because you know, there's a lot going on between old A being sick, my wife going through the first
Yep.
trimester, which that's a blessing. Then the floors in the house that we're renting have been a mess. So
Oh, yeah.
that's been an absolute, like, for anyone who doesn't know, like the floors, however they were laid down, it wasn't done properly, and so they literally started. The tiles started coming up out of the floor and it was a dangerous situation. So they came and they did a temporary fix and now they're continuing to come up. And so we've been really having an issue with the landlord trying to figure out a time to make it happen. Finally, someone came over just about an hour ago. And so we're trying to set up dates. So probably in about a month, we're going to have to leave the house for like 2 weeks so that they can do it. And so we're trying to set up those dates, leave the house. We have the app, the Inner Circle app,
Oh,
which is
we've been
like
so,
everything going on with the app. So like there's just a lot going
there's a
on and
lot
it's fun.
going
And
on.
we're getting a dog. So like, yeah, it's pretty intense right now. We're running on fumes.
You talked about the dog a little bit when I was in Texas. When is the dog going to be joining the household?
So I think by the end of March,
Oh,
we are going to be,
wow.
by the end of March.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited to
Puppy
see.
time.
And then sleep is going to be non-existent again, just in time for the new baby, in which it will still be non-existent.
This
Yeah,
is,
so
yeah.
yeah, we've got a and then moving into the new house, and hopefully in about a year, and they should be hopefully great breaking ground within the next 2 weeks. I feel like they've been saying that for 6 months. Yeah, breaking ground, but it's like so. Hopefully everything should be good,
Oh,
and
the next trip to Texas, I want to see it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I
I want to
mean,
see it for
hopefully
sure.
they've broken ground by the time of year. I
Better.
really hope so. Yeah, but everything is it's coming together slowly but surely, but definitely running on fumes.
Well, one of the questions that I got was actually about the new app. So why don't you take a second just to kind of give everyone an overview of the new app? I'm pretty sure probably most people that listen to this, probably heard it from you or me at one point in time, but just maybe a short little thing about where we are with all of this.
Yeah. So basically the new app is I'll start with this. The first app that we put out in the Inner Circle, which was, I think, 2019 or 2020, we put it out. We knew that wasn't going to be the final app. That was the first one. And we wanted to have an app option because it was something that we thought was really important. Many people were asking for it. And so we wanted to get it out there. And essentially we made the website version of Inner Circle available in a web and in an app format. But we figured we would get a lot of feedback on the app, what people used, what they didn't use. And then eventually we would make a new app. And then it became time where, okay, it's time for this new app. So basically we spent about 3 years getting an amazing amount of feedback from all the members on what they liked, what they didn't like, what worked, what didn't work. And then we could also see in the back end what they were using, what they weren't using. Because sometimes, and anyone who's in sales or marketing will know this, sometimes your customers will say they do something, but they don't actually do it or use it. So for example, we asked a lot of people said they read the monthly editions, they use the monthly editions, but then when we actually could see how many were using them, it was a teeny tiny percentage of the actual users who were truly spending time looking at the monthly editions. So then we get actual real feedback on what works, what doesn't work, what we can improve, what not. So this is basically everything that people want in one app.
Yeah.
So this isn't even going to be the final version. So we're going to continue making it better and improving and adding more to it. But the nutrition tracking, I think, is probably the biggest thing that people really wanted on the app, is because most apps are either nutrition or workouts. They're usually not both, and especially not both from a good, like a high quality perspective. So having the nutrition barcode scanner, having the ability to track your nutrition, your calories, your macros on there was a huge, huge, huge plus for us, and added an unbelievable amount of stress in terms of the actual development of the app and making the app, but ideally it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
So having the nutrition tracking, and then another one is making the workouts more modifiable for the individual. So while they were modifiable in the first app, you had to take more steps. Whereas with this app, for example, if you need a substitution, tap the exercise, the appropriate substitutions come up and you can do whatever substitutions you want. You can more easily modify it for you. You can track the weights that you're using, which we still have in the current app or the first app, but tracking the weights, tracking your progress, exercise video tutorials, all of those are there. But basically this is just taking everything that all the feedback that we got and making it infinitely better and more individualized, especially with the home screen and making the home screen each person's individual data and information. I love the part how we have your calories, your protein, your fiber, and then the circle fills up throughout the day as you track and as you go throughout your day and you add all that stuff back in. It will tell you like as you're getting closer and closer and closer to hitting your goals. So there's a lot that's gone into it. What's your favorite part of the new app, Susan? What's the part that sticks out to you as like, I think this is the part that you enjoy most or you think people enjoy the most?
I think the nutrition part in general, I think people are stoked just to have that be part of this and to have everything in one place. But I like the exercise substitution list because I can't tell you how many times I've answered emails with questions from that, or they're in the Facebook group asking. And like you said, I mean, people could always modify if they needed to, but they were going to have to do a little bit of legwork to do that. Right. And now with every single exercise being linked to a list of substitutions, it's like at their fingertips, you know, and then you can select it and it gets plugged into the app. That's the cool part really too.
Yeah.
It's not just here's what you do, but now you can put it in the app and track it as part of your workout.
Yeah, I agree. I've played with some other fitness apps as well, and because I wanted to see what other people are doing. And a lot of them have the substitution button, but they don't have what they didn't have is their substitution button essentially just led to the whole list of exercise database. It wasn't these are the ones that actually make sense for this individual exercise. And so that to me is the major benefit of this substitution list. And the cool part is we're going to keep adding to it over the years. We're like keep adding more exercises, keep adding more more substitutions. But especially now that we have more equipment available to us, there will just be so many more things we can film and so many more substitutions we can add in. But having it be, you go to the substitution list and you know for that exercise, these are all the ones that actually make sense. These aren't just like random ones you can pick. So I agree with that a lot. I also, I really like, and I think that we'll get a lot of feedback on this at the top of the main page, the messages every day from you and me.
Yeah.
That's something that I've never seen another fitness app have that. It's more just like, here's what you have and do it. And I think from a coach's perspective, you look at these daily messages and you might think, well, what's the point? But if we understand the psychology and the behavior of people who it to have a daily message come up with either a reminder or a helpful concept or idea or a motivational message come up, I think that is going to be something that gets people wanting to continue with their fitness, like another form of accountability. Mm-hmm. It takes it one step closer towards being one-on-one coaching, which I'm very excited about.
Bunch of people have commented on those daily messages and how they like them as little reminders. You know, I think it's great. And I think it does make it more personal too.
Yeah. Agreed.
Without a doubt. Yeah. So excitement and lots of change and work. So
I'm very excited about how later, so we're not going to have this when it first launches. I'm really excited about making a mobility program.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I'm really excited about, which we'll hopefully have out by the summer of 2024. I think probably the next time you're here, we'll probably spend time filming that and developing that. But that's something that I've had so much fun doing on my own. And, you know, we have that mobility blueprint in the Inner Circle now, but essentially making it a full-on program, just like we treat strength training, but with mobility. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. And I think everyone's going to be really excited to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Amazing. Okay. So there were a bunch of questions around the theme, which is no shocker here, about perimenopause, menopause, hormones, hypothyroidism. I mean, you know, all of that common theme of I'm struggling to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so what role does, well, one question was, can hormones play a role if you are struggling to lose weight? That's a pretty common question.
Super common question. And what really infuriates me is how much content is available online about how your hormones are the reason that you're not making progress.
Yep.
Because it's one of the, it's a very easy piece of content to make. And it's one of the worst pieces of content for people to consume because it essentially says that you're no longer in control. It's like, this isn't what you're doing. This is something that you have no control over. You're a victim. You have no control over this. This isn't your fault. And conveniently on the back end of all this is, but my program or my supplement or my whatever is what helps get your hormones under control. We actually just saw someone do this. Did you see Glucose Goddess just released a new product? Like, this is literally the most high level version of exactly what we're talking about, where for years this woman has gone out of her way to say, it's not you, it's your glucose, it's your blood glucose, oh, and by the way, now I have a serum that you can take that allows you. And for years she's been saying, don't eat this because it spikes your blood glucose, don't eat that. But now on her sales copy, she literally has like, this is what happens if you have a slice of cake without my serum, and here's what happens to your glucose if you have a slice of cake with my serum. So for years she's been saying, don't eat cake, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, but now you can have cake as long as you use my fucking product. And so it's a horrible, 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 horrible thing that is leading people to be scared and to be misinformed and to feel like no matter what they do, they won't be able to make progress. And the reality is, yes, of course your hormones impact that, because your hormones impact everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your hormones impact your mood. They impact your energy. They impact your strength. They impact everything. Of course they do. Like, to say that they don't impact it would be categorically false, and it'd be a massive oversight. But we can also look at very simple examples, very clear examples in everyday life that show us, okay, let's look at someone, for example, stress. This is a very common one. Someone who's very stressed. Oh, cortisol, stress is so high, can't lose weight. It's like, okay, well, let's look at the people who are the most stressed in the world, like prisoners of war, for example. They're very, very stressed. Like probably more stressed than you've ever been in your life. And no prisoner of war ever comes out of being in prison fat. Why is that? Well, it's because they weren't eating enough to cause them to get fat. And then people are like, well, that's not a fair example. Okay, well, what's another example? Okay, we could look at women going through menopause, right? Someone going through menopause. I mean, we could even look at yourself, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why were you able to get in the best shape of your life and lose weight from before menopause to now after menopause? Like what is going on here? Why does that happen? And you're not the only example, but you're the one hosting this podcast. So I think it's a really good example that we can use. Why is that? If it was just that, if it was just menopause, if it was just age, if it was like, then how come you were able to do it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the reality is because you took control.
Yeah. And I stopped honestly making excuses and justifications
yep.
and assumptions. And you know, I get it like anybody else, because people my age, man, we grew up believing all kinds of crap. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
it's crazy. And I think it's ingrained in our head too. But the problem is we're allowing it to stay there. We're not really opening our minds to being re-educated. And there's a lot of that needs to be done. And people like Glucose Goddess and whoever else is out there that is saying, you know, sign up with me and we'll balance your hormones or something like that, you know, thinking that there's something medically wrong with me that I need to fix in order to lose weight. And, you know, first of all, if you think you have something medically wrong, you ought to be going to a doctor, not somebody online, right? I mean, it's crazy. I can think of a couple of people off the top of my head who do this, and it drives me absolutely crazy. But it's for the vast, vast, vast majority of people, this is not the problem. It can make it harder, I think, for all of us, but it doesn't mean that you can't still lose weight, you know? And this is what it frustrates me beyond end, because I still feel like there are people out there that think that there's something special that needs to be done at this age because of those conditions, you know?
Yeah. I'll also add on, not to keep harping on Glucose Goddess, and I don't really like to bash on people, but when I saw that she did that, I was like, for fuck's sake, like that's wild. I wouldn't recommend following anybody who calls himself a god or a goddess. Just for that, like the pure unabashed hubris it takes to call yourself a god or like that is wild to me. So just keep that in mind if you're trying to figure out who you should follow for advice. Same thing, like if someone calls himself like a king, it's like, I don't, why are you calling yourself a king? I don't, unless you legit are a king or a sheikh or I don't know,
mm-hmm.
like, and
yeah,
I don't
why
know
are you even,
if
yeah.
you are, I don't know. I just, if you're calling yourself that, there, it says a lot about the person that you're following. So just keep that in mind.
Stay away. Stay away. What do you think about hypothyroidism? Because there were a couple of questions specifically addressing that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling to lose weight, diagnosed hypothyroid, nothing
yep.
seems to work.
Yeah. So if you are diagnosed hypothyroid, this is a legitimate medical concern. And this is something where, number one, I'll say you need to be speaking with your doctor. And you should not be taking the advice of people on Instagram or social media. You need to be speaking with your doctor. The unfortunate caveat to that is I've also had people who say, well, I have this and my doctor says I'll never lose weight. It's like, for fuck's sake. Like,
I know. Yeah.
It's so annoying because you're supposed to listen to your doctor, but then sometimes the doctors are misinformed. So here's what I'll say. Get your thyroid advice from your doctor and get your weight loss advice from weight loss experts. And usually they're not the same. So if you're hypothyroid, I'm assuming your doctor is going to tell you to get on thyroid medication, right? So that you can bring your thyroid levels back to normal. If your thyroid levels are not normal, if, for example, if you are hypo, if they're underactive, then it's going to be significantly more difficult for you to lose weight. It still causes you, it's still, you have to be in a caloric deficit, but your caloric deficit will be way lower than what it should be and what it would be at a normal, healthy thyroid. Whereas if you're hyperthyroid, then oftentimes your caloric requirements will be way higher. So, and don't say that's a good thing because people have hyperthyroid, like
mm-hmm.
it's not a comfortable life. I promise you, it's like they need medication as well to bring it back down to normal. So be very careful about saying, I wish I had hyperthyroid, because you don't. If you choose not to be medicated and if you choose not to have medication that will bring your thyroid back to normal levels, I'm going to strongly urge you not to complain about not being able to lose weight or having it be more difficult, because you're making it more difficult by choosing not to take the medication. If you took the medication to increase, to bring your levels back to normal, then as soon as your levels are back to normal, then it now becomes an even playing field. It's an even playing field. It's not more or less difficult for you anymore, because your hormone levels are stabilized. But if your hormone levels are not stabilized and you're not taking the medication and you are truly hypothyroid diagnosed by a medical professional, well, then in that case, it is significantly harder for you. And I'm not going to tell you what to do medically. The medication discussion should be between you and your doctor. But just understand, if you choose not to take that medication, then it will be significantly harder for you.
Yeah. You know, I also think that people who are diagnosed, who maybe aren't on medication or whatever, and they're surviving this way, their habits aren't changing, everything, they're just blaming it all on hypothyroid. They get on medication, so now the playing field is leveled. And I feel like they struggle at the beginning, because now it's like, uh-oh, now what? I can't look at that anymore as
yes,
a problem. You know,
yep.
That's exactly what happened to me not with hypothyroid, but the same thing. I thought I had a low thyroid and my blood work came back fine, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, uh-oh, now what you gonna do, Susan?
Yep.
You know, so I think there has to be a level of honesty with yourself, you know, and are you willing to hear what you're probably going to hear and willing to do what you're going to need to do, which is still, you're going to have to make some changes in behaviors, you know, in order to lose the weight. But it's just an interesting thing, because it comes up all the time that people mm-hmm. still think that there is a special something for them, you know, whether it's in a workout, special exercises. You know, I'm 54. What exercises should I do? Do the same thing that 34-year-old's doing. Maybe don't move as much weight. You know, I mean, it's interesting how people think about that.
Yeah. I mean, if that's not a life lesson, I don't know what it is, in terms of sometimes you're going to have to hear the things you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
In order to make progress, you need to be honest with yourself, objective with yourself, hold yourself accountable. Like, this is, it's not just fitness and weight loss. This is literally everything in life. And yeah. I think that in many situations, people are aware they're not doing what they need to do in order to make progress, but being able, they're either aware subconsciously or consciously, but if they're subconsciously aware and they're not ready yet to make it conscious, they'll find all of these ways to try and justify, oh, well, it must be this, it must be that, it's not about me, it couldn't be about me, I'm perfect, I'm great, there's no way that I'm the one making the mistake, it's got to be something else. I think if we all took the opposite route of, first, let's look at what I'm doing, take responsibility for yourself first, and then look outward, it would probably be generally much better society, much better world, because the first person you look at is yourself rather than casting stones and looking at other people or looking at other things.
100% yes on that. You know, which kind of leads me to, I always get asked about people say, well, you know, I'm lifting in the gym, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm still gaining, I'm continuing to gain weight, a significant mm-hmm. amount of weight. I must be building muscle, right? And so where's that line? Like, tell people, where is that line between, no, this is not, we're out of that. We're now, because you're eating too much, mm-hmm. versus muscle. And because there's so much confusion with people. And I used to be that girl too, thinking, oh, okay, weight's up a little bit. Okay, I'm putting on muscle. Well, no, mm-hmm. I didn't count the 3 cheeseburgers I had, you know, and all the food that I've been eating or whatever. Wasn't even thinking about that. I think people are quick to go that route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I used to work at a gym. I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say who it was. I used to work at a gym where the owner of the gym would just straight up lie and mm-hmm. do these like fake body caliper tests and tell the people, like, so literally a woman would gain like 14 pounds in a few months, and he'd be like, you gained like 11 pounds of muscle, and da da da, and I just completely lie and make it up. And they were like, oh wow, well, that's amazing. And he would do it because that would get them to stay on and continue paying membership and blah 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 blah. So this is another example of, it's not fully the individual's fault, because there are people out there making it seem like this is possible.
Yep.
But if you, let's say you're in a caloric deficit, you're trying to lose body fat, and you're also going to the gym, you're not going to be gaining weight. even if you're building muscle, you're not going to be gaining weight because you're going to be losing fat. And the amount of muscle that you can build in a caloric deficit is minuscule relative to how much fat you'd be losing in a caloric deficit. So you, even though muscle weighs more than fat, we have to think about that. What does that mean? So the 1 pound of muscle weighs the same as 1 pound of fat. But if you lose 4 pounds of fat and you gain a quarter of a pound of muscle, well, then you should have lost weight, right? Yeah. Like just net total weight gain, weight loss, like 4 pounds of fat versus a quarter pound of muscle. It's not like that quarter pound of muscle actually weighs more than those 4 pounds of fat.
Right.
And so that's where people get confused. Like, well, muscle weighs more. It's like, yeah, the same amount, but it takes way more. It's way more difficult to build 1 pound of muscle than it is to lose 1 pound of fat. Way, 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 way more difficult and time intensive. So if you think you're in a caloric deficit, but you are consistently gaining weight, you're not in a caloric deficit. And I say consistently because if it's during your period, then you might gain weight for a week. If you go on vacation, or if you have a random day or a week where you're eating more, you might gain weight briefly, and that's fine. It's not necessarily fat. But if over a 1 month, 2 month, 3 month time frame, you're consistently gaining weight, then you're not in a calorie deficit.
That's period. It.
Yeah, that's yeah. It. No matter what you're doing, like you're not gaining that much muscle, and unless you're on anabolic steroids, in which case, I would imagine people taking a lot of anabolic steroids are not listening to our podcast.
Probably not.
Probably find them boring. So,
probably not.
It's just, we're not like the place that people go who are like really, really going nuts with anabolics. But actually, did you see they're doing an enhanced Olympics? They're doing like an Olympic Games. Like,
oh my God. They're letting everybody do whatever. Have at it.
Yeah. They're literally, I forget who's funding it, but these like super rich people are funding the enhanced Olympic Games. And so they're calling them the enhanced games, where all the athletes are allowed to, there's just no drug testing. So they're allowed to use whatever drugs that they want.
Oh my gosh.
Which is actually very cool and very exciting. And I'm going to give my prediction. And I think people are going to be really upset about this. So I know how prevalent steroid use is already in sports, in the Olympics, in professional sports. It's more rampant than people could ever imagine. And I think a lot of people are very naive and thinking, oh no, they're following the rules. You have no fucking clue. Like, they're not. I bet that at the enhanced games, if we see world records being broken, it's not going to be by much. And we might not even see world records being broken, because the people in the Olympics, a lot of them are still fucking using steroids already. They've figured out a way to beat the drug test, and drug tests are often political. And like, there are ways. It's funny, like, you know how criminals are often like one step ahead or a couple step ahead of the police, and like, because they always have to develop things so that they won't get caught. They won't get caught. So the police and law enforcement agencies are always trying to like catch up to what the criminals are doing. So we see this in all aspects of life, but this is what happens with sports. Is they develop new drugs and new steroids and new ways to enhance their performance that they don't have tests for yet. And they can get it out of their system very, very quickly. And so like, I could be wrong, and maybe we'll see someone break all these records by huge amounts and crazy numbers. I don't think we're going to, because all these athletes have already been on them for a long period of time.
That's
not
gonna
all
be,
of them, but a lot
that,
of them.
But that's going to be crazy to watch for that. Actually.
Yeah, it's going
to
be very cool.
It's
going to
be
cool.
Very cool.
My
Tune
concern is that, and I'll say there are healthy ways to use performance enhancing drugs. There are. I'm not recommending it, but there are healthy ways to do it, as long as you're doing it with a doctor and under their supervision, which is not the mainstream narrative, but it is true. My concern is that in order to have outrageous records and to beat things, that these athletes will use obscene amounts in unhealthy ways, and we'll actually end up seeing some of them being severely hurt or die as a result of it. That's my concern. But even then, I would just be so shocked if we see huge records being broken, because so many of these athletes have already been on for a huge portion of their careers.
Yeah. No, I agree. That'll be interesting to watch.
That will be very, very fun. I think that they're going to make a lot of money.
Well, not really a tie-in, but somebody was asking, and this is kind of funny because this comes up with me all the time. What role do genetics actually play for someone in their gains or whatever?
I've been thinking about making content on this recently. So I'll start with genetics absolutely matter. They matter with everything. it's one of the reasons why when you go to the doctor, especially as you get older, they ask about your family history of things. Because if your family has a history of something, then you are significantly more likely of having it. Unfortunately, when I don't really know my family history. It's like, it's Nate Bargatze, I think, has a really funny bit about this for stand-up comedy. He's like, I don't go to Christmas and say, all right, who's got diabetes and who's got, you know, it's like, I don't know what everyone has. Like, I don't really know. So genetics absolutely matter. And I would say they matter a fair bit, especially when it comes to your ultimate potential, right? So when we're talking about, are you going to be able to make it to the NBA or the NFL or the NHL? Are you going to be able to be a pro athlete? Genetics matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, like, because who makes the team, who makes the cut, who makes the Olympics, who makes the highest level? Genetics fucking matter. Like they absolutely do. But if we're talking about losing weight, period, or getting stronger, period, or just generally getting healthier and more fit, people are nowhere close to their ultimate potential. Like, not even close. And they're so quick to blame their genetics for not, like, they're like 100 pounds overweight and they're like, oh, it's my genetics. No, that's not your genetics. That's like, that is not your genetics. That actually, what is more likely that has to do with is obviously your behaviors. But if we really wanted to blame something, if we wanted to blame something outside of yourself, which I don't think is a good idea, but that something that would have merit is probably how you were brought up. The behaviors that your parents had around you growing up, what foods you were given, whether or not they let you have whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted it. That is probably a better thing to argue than your genetics at that point. But the reality is, like, yes, genetics matter, but they really mainly matter from the perspective of once you've reached your ultimate potential and are you capable of achieving a world-class level performance. In terms of generally losing weight, generally building muscle, generally being healthier, genetics are nowhere near, that should be nowhere near the top of your concern or priority list at all.
I feel like people jump to that when they're frustrated with their lack of, you know, progress in whatever they're trying to do, their own lack of progress. Then they're quick to say, oh, well, it's just your genetics. That's why you're able to do this or whatever. You're able to build muscle faster than me or more muscle than me or whatever. But they haven't spent years trying and they haven't been spent years being consistent with it. So, but they're really quick to you know, point over here to somebody else who has, you know, and because I get that a lot too. And, you know, I just want to tell y'all, if y'all saw my family and genetics, find the purse, find where the muscle is. Somebody find it because it ain't around. Yep. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was 15 generations before me. I don't know. But it's interesting. Yet not to be so judgmental. Not even judgmental is probably not the right word. But assuming that you can't do something and somebody else can do it better than you because you haven't given it a fair shot yet, like that person. I mean, if you guys do the exact same thing over time, well, then let's track that and let's see how it goes. But just more often than not, it's just from people not giving themselves enough time or not consistent effort or whatever it
Correct.
is. You know,
and a lot of times in this example, someone might say to you, "Oh, like it's just your genetics that you could do that." But for years, they would be inviting you out. And you'd be like, no, I'm going to go to the gym. Like, I can't do this party, like whatever it is. Yep. And they weren't going to the gym. So yes, genetics absolutely play a role for sure. But most people are comparing your chapter 15 to their chapter one, right? Where it's like, you've been doing the fucking gym for 15 chapters and they've been doing the gym for the first page of the first chapter. And then they're just judging your progress and their progress. It's like, you can't do that. So judging you can't just blame it on your genetics when you're 15 chapters in. That makes no sense. Like you've written the fucking book. All right. Like you've spent so much time, so much energy, so much effort. And so they would have to get to their chapter 15 before they decided, like, all right, like where's our genetic differences? And most people are just not there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So we have an Inner Circle Live coming up here in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So before we go, I want to ask you one other question, just kind of a fun one. And that is, someone asked, what is something that you've always wanted to try but have not tried yet?
Something I've always wanted to try. Well, I don't, this is so weird. This is a very weird. I don't know why this is the first thing come to my head. Maybe I'll think of something else as well. But I forget where it is. I think it's in Singapore or maybe somewhere in China. There's a fruit that is supposedly stinks. Like it legit stinks really bad. Let me Google this really quick because I don't know why this is coming to my head. Let me see. Fruit that stinks really bad. What is this? Oh, durian. Yeah, I might be pronouncing it wrong. It's called durian. It's from Southeast Asia. It's about the size of a melon with a thorny rind, and it's notable for its potent smell. The durian smell has been compared to smelly gym clothes, rotting meat, and even raw sewage. But if you're able to make it past the assault to your nose, it might be worth it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I literally like, I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind, but I've always wanted to try it because you see videos of people trying it online and like they're like dry heaving as they smell it. They're like, oh, like it smells terrible. But when they taste it, they're like, oh, it tastes really good. So I've wanted to try that just so I could try
Wow. I wasn't expecting anything like that.
it. I don't know why that came to me. That was the first thing I just thought of. But what about you? What's one thing that you want to do but you haven't done?
Not stinky fruit. I didn't even think of that. Skydiving is what came to my mind right away.
Okay.
I
All
used to
right.
say you would never catch me jumping out of a perfectly nice plane, but I'm not so sure anymore because I did the indoor skydiving. I've done that once or twice.
Yeah.
I loved that. I absolutely loved the indoor stuff. And so I thought, so this is what, I mean, you get a sensation of what it's like, right?
Yeah.
When you do it indoors.
Well, we'll have to do that.
Oh yeah.
We
Oh
should do
no,
that.
we have, oh, it's so, you will love it. And I thought of you the whole time we were doing it. This was a couple of years ago we did it. That you would absolutely love it, especially because you've been skydiving, right?
I've
Or
been,
you,
yeah. No, I
yeah.
mean, you and I should go skydiving.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, I'm in. I will, again, I'm talking a big talk right now. But when we're up in the plane,
you're gonna
I'll be
shit.
like the
You're gonna
cowardly lion, try
shit.
to talk me out of this.
Yeah. I went once and it's fucking scary. Like it's fucking scary, but it's also like, and then you ask your instructor, you're like, how many times have you done this? And they're like 1400 times or like just cr like 8,000 times, just stupid amounts of times they've jumped out of a plane. So, but yeah, I would love to do that with you. And I
Oh,
think that once it's done, you would love it.
we will have to make that happen for sure. I definitely want to do that. And I also want to, and this is not really try, but the Super Bowl brought up, I really want to go to a Super Bowl, not necessarily the game, but like I would have loved to have been in Vegas this whole week and
Oh,
just,
was it in Vegas?
yeah, and just be
Oh.
around all the nonsense that's going on. I mean, it, and Tim was saying, what would you do there for a week? I said, I don't know, but I just want to be in this
Yeah.
whole mess that, the NFL experience, they have all kinds of places set up over there. I just think it would be so much fun. Maybe not for a week, but go see all the players I want to see, all, all that. I would love to
I
do that.
love Vegas. Vegas is
It's fun.
fun. Like, and I
Yeah.
bet during the Super Bowl, it's absolutely wild.
They were saying that this was a city made for the Super Bowl. I mean, it's
Yeah.
just, it was perfect for it. They evidently did a really good job. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, at least right now, that everything seemed to go pretty well. A lot to do there, a lot of fun things going on,
Yeah.
So
You've been to Vegas, right?
been to Vegas.
Yeah.
We
Vegas is so
went,
fun.
oh yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And when I left that time, I thought, you know what? Okay, I've done it. I'm good. And I'm like, now I'm like, no, I think I would like to go back. Now I've learned more about Vegas, other things I'd want to try and see and
Yeah.
stuff like that. More shows that I want to do,
Yeah.
all of that. So yeah, we're thinking about doing a Vegas thing
The
again.
shows, the food in Vegas is some of the best in the world. There's also some great hikes in the area, like just some beautiful, beautiful landscape. Like, yeah, Vegas is, I mean, a week is a while. A week,
No, yeah, I
especially
think
like,
that'd be too long.
yeah, a week is a while, but maybe like 3 or 4 days.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, that's
And
fantastic. I was wondering why it,
you had football on top of all that. I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
count me in.
I was wondering why Travis Kelce was saying Vegas in that like post game speech. I was like, why is he saying? Because I didn't know where it was, but now that makes more sense. That was a
She's
good
got,
game.
yeah, it was a great game. A
That
little
was a good
late at night.
game.
I mean, I'm not used to hanging out that late watching football,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, Not how it didn't end the way I wanted it to. I wanted it to.
Oh, you wanted the 49ers to win?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of over the Chiefs right now. Sorry for all you Chiefs people out there. I'm over them. I adore Patrick Mahomes. I think he's one of the best athletes ever. Maybe they're talking about he's going to be, I mean, he and Tom Brady are now in the same conversation. Their paths are similar.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy. He's 28. I mean, it's
insane. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mad respect for him. But aside from that, I'm over them.
Yeah, I literally only like caught bits of the last quarter, but I was like, this is phenomenal. It was like a very intense, and like there's like an all-time longest field goal, which was like in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if this is new or not. I only watch like bits of one game a year, but like when they do the kickoff, there were balls that went through the uprights from the kickoff.
Because of where I don't know how long it's been since you've watched, but it seems like the rules committee changes rules all the time. And one was where you kick off from. You're not as far back as you were now.
I don't like that.
Yeah. So there's never a run back anymore. Because you're
that
kicking
sucks.
It through the uprights or on the other side, but through the end zone. Yeah. There's never.
And where do they, because I know they used to start at the 20. Where do they start now? And
30. Is it the 30 or the, 30, maybe 35.
30?
Yeah. I mean,
they start at the 30.
Yeah. I mean, or 20, maybe it's 25. I don't know. It's not 20 anymore. No, that got moved up a little bit too. But it's like
annoying.
If you're a kick returner, not a punt returner, but if you're a kick returner, you're pretty much out of a job.
Yeah.
Because you never get to return anything.
Bring it back. That's crazy. I mean,
unless the kicker whiffs the ball or something. And I think part of that, the rules committee was saying, is because there were injuries with, and nobody understood. There's hardly ever injuries with a kickoff return. Punt returns are a little different beast, but I don't know.
That's a weird thing to change the whole game for. So now they literally have an entire position that they're paying out salaries for.
A lot of teams are putting a wide receiver back there or somebody else. You know, I mean, you're essentially just standing there waving the ball off or whatever. I mean, very rarely do you ever see a kickoff return. And the way they handled overtime, that was brand new last night. Like the when they did the coin toss for the guy said it's legit a new game, and he was right. That's why you don't have to worry about the time running out because you have four quarters. I mean, they just set it up.
Interesting.
As long as y'all keep battling back and forth and keep scoring, and eventually somebody's not going to score, and that's when the game ends. But you could play, you could go back and forth and back and forth for another three quarters.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay,
I love it. All right. So just real quick, where can everybody find you really quickly? I know they know, but you know what? Just say it anyway.
Just Syatt Fitness, SYATT Fitness. You'll find
Please go watch your most recent YouTube videos with Alyssa, because that's just an amazing series. That was just
Thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Thank you. I'm going to see you in a couple minutes when we hop on this live.
Yep. I'll see you. Love you. Thank
you. Bye.
Bye.